Pasta Lune.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho. Hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats.
That bother you never bother me. I'm still happy and fine. Ha ha! Living in the sunlight, loving in the moonlight, having a wonderful time.
Radio. Yes,
this is Monday Madness at the Looney Bin.
With Dinklage the M.
Join us for 90 minutes. Of mirth,
merriment,
and madness,
with all your favorites from the Looney Bin.
Dinklage the Imp, obviously. Who else would I be? Oh, and how are things going? How are things going? How are things going with me? Fantastic, let me tell you. Everything is coming up roses as far as I'm concerned. Everything's coming up roses. Yeah, everything's doing really good. And so I'm not going to talk to myself all night. I'm going to bring on my lovely co-host.
You want to get high?
In the morning, I smoke two joints at night. I smoke two joints in the afternoon. It makes me feel alright. I smoke two joints in time of peace and two in time of war. I smoke two joints before I smoke two joints, and then I smoke two more.
Hey, there she is, the wonderful Tank Girl.
Hey, there he is, the wonderful Tanks. Oh my God, stop kissing my ass. It's so unfucking natural.
Oh, who's kissing your ass? What's going on there, Tank Girl?
Oh, not too much. This here joint, this here show. I think I'm getting defanned from my Giants band, but that's okay. If you can't, oh shit. There's no point in me saying if you can't hear, refresh, because well, you can't hear me.
That's true. That is absolutely true. So how's everything going there, Tank Girl?
Things are great, man. Things are good.
How is it being the Golden Straitjacket champion?
It's fucking wonderful. I love it.
That's right. You are the Golden Straitjacket champion, the number one champion in the Looney Bin. You have the big title, but maybe not for long. You know that you've got that match with Michaela. That's not over yet, is it?
No, not yet. It's
no, so you're in the middle of the battle of the century. Michaela asked for a rematch, and you two are duking it out.
You know what?
Last time, yeah.
It's all good. If I lose the belt, I'm all right. I won the pudding cup. I won the belt. I got to have it for a while. She's a really good competitor, and I'll have it again. So, not too worried at all.
Good. Fantastic. Oh boy, the Blog Talk Studio is doing its little tricks again on me. Okay. It does these dumb things where it like disappears sometimes, and it's like when it comes back, like the whole thing disappears, and I'm like, wow, hey, what? No, it didn't just end the show. Well, I have a caller I want to bring on right now, so I don't really have an intro for this lovely lady, but I'm gonna play this.
Here she comes right now.
Hello.
Hi, Kelly. How are you, dear?
I need to get you my regular theme music.
I don't know why your regular theme music doesn't play. It's not here on the Back to Basics radio network?
I'll have to find your manager on Facebook.
Oh, you can find my manager. Absolutely, yeah. Because whatever your song is, I'll make a new clip for you, or if you have an old clip or something set up, not a problem. It's what I do. But great to have you here, Kelly.
Thank you.
And what are you? Are you enjoying your time in the loony bin?
Yep, I haven't gone too nuts over the medication, but I think I'm just loony enough without the medication.
Yeah, I think so, pretty much. How was that? That was that hardcore imp tossing match of yours.
Hopefully you didn't get too sick from the imp tossing.
No, that was a tough thing. I did happen to snatch a kiss in the middle of that match, so I was pretty happy.
Yeah. Yeah, he's all happy schmappy. I gave him a kiss on the cheek after tossing him in the air.
Yeah. Anyway, no, that was good. And we have
I do not condone the tossing of amps. I will say that right now. I think
Thank you.
I don't either, but I was put in the match. I had to do what I was supposed to do.
Yeah, I know.
And I felt so bad for Dinklage and Craw, and I were hoping that you didn't get too sick.
Well, damn that Craw. She's always putting me in the imp tossing matches. This time she wanted a hardcore imp tossing match.
She likes to watch it go flying and scream at the same time.
I guess it is. Okay. Her and Kenta always do that.
Maybe I ought to make you like a superhero outfit or something.
Yeah, that would be good.
You
I would like
cape.
That.
You need a cape.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, man! No capes. Remember, happened to didn't you watch The Incredibles? And what happened to all the superheroes that had capes? Their lives ended in like a really horrible demise.
Tragic cape related death.
Well, then we'll just make him a somewhat a nice superhero outfit, but sans the cape. Mm-hmm.
I think so. Well, you know, it's funny. I've already got wings. So when I get tossed in the air, I could easily fly off, but, you know, I'm just
when
being a good sport.
Wings?
Huh?
Yeah, when did you?
When
I always
did you
have wings.
Wing?
Yeah.
I've always had wings.
When? I've never seen your fucking wings.
Never.
I'm not even kidding.
They've been there from day one. Day one.
Yeah.
They just had wings. That's why he's the imp. That's
are
why
they
he's
kind
an
of
imp.
Like
he has wings.
Demon-like ones?
Yeah, they are the demon ones, the devil wings.
Yeah, that's probably why we haven't seen them, Mom. We've got the angel-like ones.
Yeah, they don't have anything else for guys. You can have devil wings or nothing.
Yeah, I know that. I know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that kind of sucks. But then again, I don't care. I don't. That just means I don't have to share my.
See, I would like to see new wings in the store for women and men. I'd like to see like butterfly wings for women, and maybe black angel wings for men or something. You know, mix it up a little bit. Yeah.
I don't care, man. Like, that'd be really cool. Maybe a set of nice monarch wings for me. That'd be really nice. Hi, Prosper.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Monarch butterfly wings?
Yeah, nice big monarch. Or nice yellow and black swallowtail ones or whatnot, you know.
Cool. That's what I'm saying is that I think that would be cool if they had some new wings for everybody. I mean, there's a lot of people that... a lot of wrestlers that want to have wings, and all the girls have angel wings, and all the guys have devil wings. The end. so they don't have.
I'm kind of happy. I'm happy with my angel wings for right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wings have to be pretty nice.
Anyways, I'm pretty sure nobody wants to hear us talk about wings. And
they should
wings.
Be pretty nice. I want chicken wings, actually. I'd like an order of chicken wings and some fries. Okay, I'm going to bring on another caller now. And his theme song goes something like this.
Nightmare Child.
There he is, the one and only Nightmare Child. How you doing, Nightmare Child?
Woo, that song makes it fun to headbang.
Yeah.
Hi, nephew.
How's it going?
I got to get that song set up for you at RAWF there. For some reason, Amadeus always plays a different song for you.
Oh, yeah, that would be my original theme, Creatures of the Night by Kiss.
Yep.
That's your original one. I remember that. But anyway, so what's shaking, Nightmare? What's going on? How's it going?
Oh, not much. Undergoing a more strict training regime. I've actually lost a lot of weight. Now I'm moving faster in the ring, and I've even varied up my moves a little more.
Well, that's good. Always good to keep training, you know. Keep fit, keep training. You're learning any new moves? You got you're going to come out with something new and up your sleeve in the next upcoming weeks?
Well, I will say this. I haven't been doing so well in matches, but I am training to become a fighting machine.
Oh, a lean, mean fighting machine. Okay, great. Yep, I'm going to bring on another caller now. We have somebody here who wants to hang out with us.
Ooh. Ladies and gentlemen, Crusher Bagwell.
Crusher Bagwell, how you doing there, Baggy?
What's up, Dink, my bro? What's up? How's it hanging?
Yay, Baggy!
How's it going,
Baggy?
It is hanging pretty damn well. And for all you people in the chat room, all eight of you, there is a Skype button at the top of the screen. You can push that button, go on to Skype, and call into the radio show. Or if you've got to use those numbers are 646-478-0073. Call it direct. Don't call it collect, but call it today. And that call is free when you call from work. That's for the answer. Free when you call from work.
So, Dink, what's going on in your world?
Oh, little of this, little of that. You know, I've got the Pie Fights division is on hiatus for a week. So if you guys want to have stipulation matches in the Pie Fights division, Meat Pie is touring Europe at the time. She's on a photo shoot and wrestling tour of Europe. So she'll be back next week. Stop in the Pie Fights division. Ask for your stip matches. She has 4 suggested matches posted there. If you want to look at the earlier 4 suggested matches, make up your own damn matches. That's what it's for. That Pie Fights division is to have fun. Come up with a good stipulation. Borrow a stipulation. Big, cheap, borrow, and steal. Show up there, and next Tuesday she's going to have a super-duper show full of stip matches.
Well, Dink, I have to say, Bagwell is quite happy here lately with himself.
Yeah? You've been doing crazy stip matches there, Baggy.
I guess I'm going to come, I'm guessing I'm going to be the king of the stip match, huh?
Pretty much, I think so. Now, I don't, there is a Pie Fights title, and I'm really not sure how it's defended. I think it just looks like Meat Pie determines who's going to be the contenders, and then whoever wins the contender match becomes champion. Pretty simple. Pretty simple.
Well, here lately, I've been doing real excellent good. I finally got my groove back, and I'm starting winning my matches back again.
Yay!
Good.
I just had to, Tanky just had to keep me in the dungeon a little longer this time.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I whip them night and day. I leave them in the dark. It works.
Yeah, I stay away from the house when my future stepdad is, quote-unquote, training.
Yeah?
It's a hard training.
Never mind.
Never mind, indeed.
Never mind. Anyways. So, what do we got going on tonight?
So we were supposed to have Mean Joey Green on tonight, and he was going to do Queer Eye for the loony guy. Joey says, I need to postpone. I've got to postpone. The show has to be perfect, or it's not going on. So
talk
I said, Joey... Make
talk
it
about a diva.
Oh, my God. Yes, of course. Well, Joey's the biggest... He's the biggest diva, and I put him on a pedestal. He's a fantastic guy, and Queer Eye for the Loony Guy is really funny. And we're going to get Dangerous Randy Hart to call in next week. So,
boy.
I like calling him JoJo Diva.
JoJo Diva.
JoJo Diva.
Yep.
JoJo Diva.
Yep. So one of the things I wanted to talk about was the great disappointment of being on the feed lately. Let me tell you, I'm finding that the people who are on the feed are usually the most reprehensible people. I try and go there to have fun sometimes. And like when Meat Pie's around, she goes and makes the pies on the feed. I make them with her. And we try and light the feed up a little bit, you know, get people interested, get them involved in doing things. But usually it's just a lot of people who want to bitch and be a pain in the ass to one another and get all upset about nothing and blah, 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 blah.
And,
you know, I mean.
I just got to the point where I just stay away from the feed. I just stay away from it.
I know, but it's our public forum. It's where we're supposed to go to shine. It's where you make friends and influence people, you know.
But,
and it's come down to a
mudslinging and a drama party.
It is. It's a lot of mudslinging and drama, and then you get a whole bunch of like drunken scumbags on the feed just shouting shit all the time and. Just wanting to stir the shit without having anything to show for it. They're not company owners. They're not GMs. They're not putting on a show. They're not putting on a good time for other people. They're just showing up to run their freaking gums and you know, piss people off. And, you know, I can't.
That's why I'm really on it.
Yeah.
And that goes along with what I was saying on Dangerous Minds about people sticking their noses in other people's business, you know?
Mm-hmm. I know. I know all about it. And as a matter of fact, I cannot express myself any better than with a song.
Oh, good.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
When I'm walking on the feet, yeah, I get stressed out. I'm high as a kite, I just might have to walk right out. Let me go on, why is everyone so dumb? Let me go on, away from drunken lion scum. Morons and geeks and Jesus freaks in a sea of orange. Spoiled and coiled until they're oiled like a squeaky door hinge. Let me go on. Why is everyone so dumb? Let me go on. Away from drunken lying scum. Walking on the feed, yeah, I get stressed out. I'm high as a kite, I just might have to walk right out. When I'm walking on the feed, yeah, I get stressed out. I'm high as a kite, and I just might have to walk right out. Morons and geeks and Jesus freaks in a sea of orange. Spoiled and coiled until they're oiled like a squeaky door hinge. When I'm walking on the feed, yeah, I get stressed out. I'm high as a kite, I just might have to walk right out. Let me go on, why is everyone so dumb? Let me go on, away from drunken lion scum. Oh, yes. Drunken lying scum. Yeah.
Nice. I love that song.
I have to agree about the feed, by the way. All it is really is a bunch of whiny-ass propaganda these days.
Yeah, and, you know.
What do you mean these days? It's always been whiny-ass propaganda.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's always
there,
been that way. Always.
There were people who could electrify the feed. One of them was my now-retired bestie friend, Black Ice. She'd come on the feed and lick everybody. And everybody would get talking, and she'd run around and lick everybody and throw stuff. And I don't remember what she'd throw. She'd throw lollipops. I don't know what she would do, you know, like April Sky does now or something like that. But Black Ice would message me, and she'd say, "Let's light the feed up. I'm going." Sure enough, she'd be out there for 2 seconds, and boom, 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 suddenly the feed would turn from orange to white. Everybody talking, everybody interacting. You know, it's great when a person can do that. You know, I don't get to see that very much often. You know, like I said earlier, I've done that with Meat Pie. We've turned the feed into a pie feeding frenzy. You know, but it lasts 5 minutes. It lasts 10 minutes at the most. And that's it. Back to people bitching and nothing but, you know, tournaments getting joined and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's difficult to compete on the feed. Now, when I came back, I took a 9-month hiatus from wrestling. And I kicked back and I relaxed and I lived off my laurels. And the great success I had with Vices and Virtues Wrestling. Well, let me tell you, I'm much more successful here at the Looney Bin. Over 200 members, really. And I never thought it would be that successful. But when I took that time off and came back, I said, you know what really was the problem when I left was I was not a feed celebrity. That feed celebrities were made and suddenly blow up all over the place. Everyone's talking to them. They're everybody's friend. And then when they want to start a company or something, boom, they'll get, you know, 50 people an hour join their company. And I'm like, wait a minute. I've been working hard here at my company. And these little, you know, flavor of the month, flavor of the week, whatever they were, feed celebrities would show up and go for the gusto. So I said, I am definitely going to become a feed celebrity. And it didn't really work.
Me staying off the feed has been better for my wrestling career there. It's been better for me there.
That's true too. But you gotta look at things from, you know, now that you're a company owner, Jake, you have to look at things from a company standpoint, and you have to figure out.
I know. I'm not spamming my feed, my company, and all that. But other than going in and talking to people, no.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have time to talk to people anymore. I'm too busy doing my matches, trying to get my company off the ground. You know, I'm doing this and that. I don't have time for the damn drama.
I know. The problem is that if you don't have a presence on the feed, people are going to forget what's going on. People are going to, you know,
what gets me, though, is, you know, all these so-called friends, you know, that I come and ask for help. Well, they can't help me, but I'm always helping somebody else, you know? It just gets to me.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
Oh, I'm your friend, but I can't help you right now. Can you come help me?
Fuck off.
Bye.
Yeah, you know, that's the sort of thing. I mean, they want to be... I don't want to say fair weather friends, but they want you to be a foul weather friend. Oh, things going shitty for me. Help me out. All right, I'll help you out. Now something's going shitty for me. Help me out. No, I'm not going to do that. So in Crushing Tank Hardcore Wrestling, we have a join and leave set up for $500,000 coins. And you can contact Jake, the Crusher Bagwell, Tank Girl, or me, Dinkle Janine. And we can get you invites. Come check out the company. It's a cute little hardcore company.
I'm trying to get enough members in there so I can start a tournament for our first champion.
I'm in it.
Okay. Oh, shit. All right, hold on a second. I was going to put up the company link. Now I'm going to put up the scene link. Damn it.
I mean, you know, if I can get 30 or more people in there, I will put up a tournament for the first champion.
Yeah, there you go. 30, that shouldn't be too hard to get for a new upcoming hardcore company. Gotta get on the recruiting. And like I said, I'm running the loony bin. That takes a good portion of my day, so I can't be recruiting as much as I want to for you, because I gotta recruit for me as well.
I don't worry about you recruiting, Dink. I got you for technical reason. You're my technical guy.
I'm your testicle guy. Technical.
You're my testicle guy.
I'm your testicle guy. I'm just a nut. Yeah, that's because I'm a nut. But
are you a nut or are you trying to get a nut?
No, I'm just a nut. I'm a nut and I'm cracking. Yes,
all
I'm
right,
a nut and I'm cracking.
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes
you
feel like two. Yeah. Okay.
I do like almond mounds, though.
Yeah, almond joy and mounds.
Oh, man.
I like the mound better, but that's beside the point.
Mounds look like food.
Never mind.
But, Dink, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
How does Jake Bagwell get a shot at that golden jacket?
Oh, there's a couple of ways.
You want my golden jacket?
Golden straight jacket. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
golden
I do,
straight jacket.
Yes, I do, sweetheart. I like it. It looks fabulous.
There's a couple of ways. If you look at the Looney Bin page, it says actually how it's defended. I did not mention that the key to the Candy Room Challenge winner. Whoever gets the key to the candy room also gets a title shot at the Golden Straitjacket title. So, yeah, that's part of the ladder to get there. You can get there by special contract if you win a contract in a briefcase. Or we had a contract in a turkey on a pole match at Thanksgiving time. Whenever we do a special contract match, you can get a contract to any title you want to compete for. Of course, everybody wants to compete for the coveted Golden Straitjacket title, currently held by the lovely Tank Girl, in contention by the former champion, Michaela Devil Queen.
One of these days I'll be good enough for it.
But Tanky, you know, you look good in that golden jacket, but I look better in gold.
There you go.
Beetle jacket.
It's fine. It's mine. Quit staring.
I just want to get into your jacket, okay?
Never mind.
Oh, hell.
Well, we've got quite the chat forming out there. Thanks for coming out, folks.
Hey, Tank Girl. Tanky, why don't you read that chat room out?
Mm-hmm. All right, welcome to the Loony Bins, folks. It's me and Binky. And in the chat, we have the B666. We also have the dumpster diver himself, Bale. Got Gord Finn. Sup, Gordo. Guess what, Mr. Chatperson? No special cookies or brownies or any special edibles for you. On air with us, we have Jake the Crusher Bagwell and Crushing Kelly. Okay, that's a little fucked up. They're both crushing.
Crushing.
Mine's with a K. They're both crushing. Anyways, also on air with us, we have Nightmare Child. Also back in the chat, we have Prosper and a pun that I call it the newly wed. Woo woo. We also have the mighty. Yeah, I can say that again in a minute. Well, woo woo. We also have the mighty woo woo. Oh, I can't pronounce that.
Mighty
Vuvuzela. Vuvuzela.
Vuvuzela. Okay. Thank you. I will never get it wrong again. And last and of course not least, the wild eyed Yeti. Cover up your fucking coccyx.
All right.
I'm
going to send Gordy an invite. No problem. I can do that.
There you go. Awesome. Yeah. Get Gord Sin in there. We need a Scotsman. We need a bloody Scotsman in the goddamn company. All right.
You can't have a hardcore company unless you have a Scotsman in it.
That's right.
I'd have fucking right, man. I'm only half Scots. Sorry, man.
Okay. As every week, I like to play a little game with the chat room. In the earlier weeks, we had more people in chat, but it's tough running up against Monday Night Raw here. We got a decent chat room, though, and I think the people in the chat room can definitely get behind this game. So, everybody...
I'm watching, not spoiling, I swear.
Just watch this radio show, okay? All right, I'm gonna go mute everybody on the call except for Tank Girl. Everybody on the call, focus on the chat room, and we're going to play a little game I like to call.
Yes, it's time to play
Loony Bins.
It's that mad game where you give us the parts of speech and we plug it into a news story of the day. Get ready in the chat room, because you are going to play Loony Live.
All right, folks, you understand how this works. It's kind of like Mad Libs, but we can't use that name because it's copyrighted. All right, yeah. Loony Libs, I'm going to ask you for a couple of different parts of speech, and you're going to give me an answer, and I'm going to pick something that sort of fits and plug it in, so bear with me as I do this. First thing I want is a verb that is an action word. And it could be like a ing ending or something, like, you know, not just run, but running. See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm saying. I'm making sure they see what you're saying, too.
Okay.
Okay, and from Draven Blackbird, we have masturbating. We have screwing from NC. Oh, come on, people. Come on. Don't, like, come to it on those. We have also have fighting. And come on, I see lots of people out there get to type in, and even if you're in the call, you're on mute for a reason. That's why you're on.
That's right. That's right. I know it takes a couple seconds for our words to get to your ears, but it's not taking that long. Give me a noun. That is a animal, vegetable, or mineral. A noun. Could be a...
Okay.
Anybody? Anybody? Bueller? Anybody?
They're still going off the last one.
Animal, vegetable, mineral. It could be a...
pussy.
Pussy. Okay. Typical.
And something for the pussy to chase, a bird. Something for someone to kiss, an ass. And something to catch, a fish. And, but hey, man, there's my sister, bitch. Yeah, I think tacos count. I'm not sure. All right, Voo Voo, thanks for coming out, sweet girl.
Bye-bye, Voo Voo. Sorry she has to go.
And chimichangas. It doesn't matter. I don't care how you spelled it, man. It's all good. Chimichanga. Chimichanga. That's fun to say.
Chimichanga. Chimichanga. I need an adjective. An adjective which describes a noun. It could be squishy. It could be quiet. It could be smelly. Whatever it is.
So, yeah, it could be a crunchy chimichanga. Slutty.
It could be
a slutty chimichanga. All right. Let's see. Come on, folks. We need your help. I don't know. No, we don't need shitty chimichangas. That's not very sweet.
It's not going with chimichanga. Trust me. It's not going with chimichanga.
Okay, just be quiet so I can read them. We have Rubbery from Draven, Stinky from John the Grappler Taylor, Singing from Vale, Horny from Nightmare, Moist from Pun. I see a trend here. Ugly, again, from Nightmare. Okay, I don't want any kitten nugget tacos. No. No. It's not what I'm looking for right now. And, really? I'm not reading that.
What was that?
Bastardizing? Really? I don't... What?
All right, give me a name of a place. Any place, like a city. Give me a name of a city or a place. Location.
Okay, the Yeti will not put on clothes until, like, the... I'm not eating kitten tacos. Okay, Toronto. Thank you. Okay, any other places? Come on. Tokyo. Humpville from Draven.
Draven said what?
Humpville. And we also
Huntsville?
Have Cloud City. Come on, there's other people that can be typing. Go. Dudleyville. Retroville. Vacant Vale Manor. Los Angeles, or otherwise known as the City of Angels.
Okay, let's move on to... I need a plural noun. That is a noun ending in S. That could be an animal, vegetable, and mineral.
Fuckers.
Fuckers, okay.
Hackers. Fuckers. Turning Canadian on me, man. Jesus. Turd. Okay, cucumbers. I'm going to slow down. Okay, apples. Stones. Carrots. Balls. very good. Deer.
Deer. Deer, deer, deer. Okay, I need an adjective. It's gonna be a describing word. It could be bright, it could be dark, it could be loud, it could be quiet, it could be big, it could be tiny, it could be wet, it could be dry, it could be
hairy.
Greasy.
Can it be hairy? Can it be hairy?
It could be hairy, it could be hairy.
Okay. Got hairy. Scaly. It's only fun if you join in.
That's right.
Juicy. Traven, holy shit, eh? Cocky. You can say cock in the chat, Nightmare. Go ahead and try.
Yeah, you can?
Yeah.
You can say
me?
Cock. I need someone's sure, name. Give me a person's name. Proper name.
Proper name.
Yeah, name of person. Any person, male or female.
Lutch. Well, Godzilla. Yeah, Kardashian. Okay. Any name, proper name, Honky Tonk Man, Jenna Jameson. Yeah, Jenna Jameson. I like that one. Sunny.
Okay. Give me a verb. Another action word. That's a verb. It could be swimming or, you know, it's. I'm going to make it past tense, but it could be swimming. It could be sleeping.
Okay,
it could
no,
be
okay,
diving.
Okay. Oh, right. There's like three that came in. Stifling, fucking, dodging. Okay, and now we have pumping. Humping and fucking are the same thing. Thrusting.
Sort of. You can hump without fucking. There's dry humping.
Okay.
Hook me up with another one of those nouns. It could be an animal, vegetable, or mineral.
An American. Kitty cat. Dabam home dweller machine. Okay. Puppy dog. Okay. Parrot. Baldo Yeti, please play along. It's picking me random shit. Mice. Yeti. Porcupine.
Is it?
Dinosaur. Not appropriate.
All the nouns have taken on an animal bend for some reason.
Snake, wolf, monkey ass.
Okay. For now, let's go to another verb. This is an action word. You can drive a car, or you could...
Okay, sashaying. I tell them in the chat what you want exactly. Sashaying, killing, licking, slobbering, gallivanting, prancing, dancing, thrashing, slamming.
I'm trying to find all the verbs so I can just start plugging them in.
Ew. Fisting, elbow dropping, fornicating, ramming. Thanks for coming out, pun. Pile driving, pounding. Sodomizing? Holy shit.
Okay. Give me some nouns. Give me a noun.
Okay, folks. Plutonium. Clown. clog, dildo. Thank you. Wicked. I like a dildo. Thank you very much, Bag. Jeebus. Bomb. Lube. Yeah, I need lube to go with my dildo. Thanks, Bag. Mushroom cloud. Twanger. A twang. Okay. Guitar. A sock, a pug. Rat. Knickers. Spotted dick. Plug, rock band, G-string. Yes, coccyx, put on the G-string. Thank you. Stripper pulse. Don't worry, I can read when it's all started out. I knew it was spotted dick. Don't worry, Bill. Kelly's enjoying this. Douchebag. I can retype in these too, so you don't worry. Podwalker. Fucking typos. Lunatic. Hummer. Is that the truck or the blowjob? Tank. Gummer. Ether. M6. There.
Okay.
Bomb? Bullet? What do you need?
I'm looking over here.
No. Bootios. You need bootios. Yep.
Bootios, yes. Bootios.
Bootios and a butt plug.
I'm almost done. I need two nouns. Make that three nouns. Three nouns and a job. Somebody's job. Like what a job would be. Not like a blow job, but somebody's occupation.
No, not a hand job. Come on, man. Stripper. Wrestler. Porn star. Thank you, Raven. Street agent. Secret agent, excuse me. Lawyer.
Okay, let me have a noun. Make them good. Think crazy. Animal, right. Vegetable, mineral.
Orifice. Watch. Lube. Basketball. DVDs. Tilapia. That's a fish. TV.
Yeah.
Tamale. Taco. Dildo. I already have a dildo, Draven. Come on now.
You can never have too many, Tank Girl.
Not worse. This is true. What the hell is that, Kelly? Cucaracha. All right. Caca. Virgin.
Cucaracha. Wait, I'm going to go over this. Just one more. I'm just going to put one more in right here.
Dog fucker.
Okay.
How many minutes?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I think we have it. I'm going to bring our callers back on. Make sure if you really have to laugh, let's hear it good and loud. All right, and this edition of Loony Libs goes something like this. A disagreement got masturbational on Pussy Airlines on Wednesday when two women started playing slutty music on their portable taco after landing. Pussy Flight 141 from Tokyo had just landed at the vacant Vale Manor International Airport and was taxiing to the Chimichanga when the incident began. Two fuckers, who appeared to be intoxicated, were playing Hairy Cucumbers on a portable taco. Pussy Airline spokesperson Jenna Jameson humped on a porcupine.
Poor Chemo.
Several other customers asked them if they could sashay their music. The first two dildos refused to do so and stated, "What are you going to do about it?" Then, to sodomize the other customers, they were holding their spotted dick in the clown, taunting the customers who had asked to have the douchebag turned down. That is when a cucaracha broke out. Five pudwhackers were involved in the brawl. Other passengers captured the scene on their basketballs. Airport police and FBI porn stars responded with a when the aircraft reached its knockwurst, but no tilapia were fisting. Thank you.
None of the tilapia were fisting.
And no tilapia were fisting. Yes, there you go. My favorite part is to sodomize the other customers, they were holding their spotted dick in the clown.
Oh, he can't breathe.
Yeah. That was the best part. All right. Thank you. Thank you, chat room. Thank you, listeners, for putting up with another edition of Looney Libs.
Damn, my face hurts from laughing. Oh my god.
My eyes are watering.
All right. Well, that was a particularly good one. That was a particularly good one.
Oh my god. Oh god.
They're rolling their spine dicks at clown. Wow.
Yeah. To sodomize the other customers, they were holding their spotted dicks inside the clown. So
Oh my god.
There you go. Oh boy.
Me.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Yes. You heard
wow.
it here.
Wow.
Sodomizing
yes.
spotted dick gripping inside clown.
By oh clown. God. Yes, exactly.
By
wow.
clown. Or by clowns for clowns.
Absolutely. Oh man. So yeah, always a centerpiece of the show, the Looney Libs. And pays off every week. So it's great to do it. Excellent. Thank you, chat room. Great suggestions out there. You guys are sick perverts. You guys are sick fucks, and I love everybody.
But why do you think the second I saw Draven in the chat, I'm like, oh god, it's gonna be.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Yeah, I know. Thank you for showing up, Draven. We knew you were gonna bring the crazy. Thank you.
Oh wow.
Awesome. Okay.
That's what I wanted, man.
So, like I said, I said earlier today, I said, we're never going to have enough time for all the shit I have planned for the show because, you know, so much stuff went on. There was supposed to be Queer Eye for the Loony Guy. We'd forget it. We'd be in the after party before we even got to Loony Libs. So next week is going to be Queer Eye for the Loony Guy. This week I have something else prepared. Haven't done this in a long, long time, and it was a piece I did at a different radio show here on the Back to Basics Radio Network. And if I could just type properly, there we go. And it's done. Blog Talk is going to be a real pain in the ass to me, isn't it?
When isn't it?
Do you want me?
No. I'm good. I'm very good. I'm even better than good. I'm better than bad. Anyway, like I said, I did this bit on another radio show. This was something that I did there quite often, and I'm going to try it now, and it goes a little something like this.
event, rumor has it, with Dinklage the Imp.
Rumors abound in the W universe this week, and I have all the gossip I can concoct. Rumor has it that the Looney Bin hardcore GM and most eligible bachelorette in the W universe, Wildfire, a close personal friend of mine, may soon be off the market. Word is out that the new misfit is about to choose a paramour. Will he fan the flames of passion, or will Wildfire burn right over him? Rumor has it Greek Seal is looking for a stable and has open company slots. Rumor has it the Looney Bin Golden Straitjacket champion Tank Girl and Jake the Crusher Bagwell, both close personal friends of mine, may be expecting their first baguette. Rumor has it Vacant Vale, a close personal friend of mine, leads a double life and is also Gertrude Stein in drag. Really, have you ever seen the two of them together? And finally, rumor has it the Looney Bin shock therapy champion, Shell Kneebreaker, a close personal friend of mine, will be participating in a St. Patrick's Day sing-along live on national television. Shell wants you to know if you'd rather have whiskey in the jar or come on Eileen. That's all the rumors I have today. If you want more rumors, make them up yourself.
This has been Rumor Has It. Tune in next week for more rumors.
The rumor has it he's the one I'm leaving you for.
Ah, yes, there we go. My first rumor segment in a while.
They can bail Gertrude Stein in drag. Wow.
Yeah, should be. I don't know. I've never seen the two of them together. We lost the Tank Girl in the rumor segment. Good old Blog Talk knocked her the hell off again. Blog Talk Betty is a bitch. But I'm sure Tank will be back. Tank will be back before long. As a matter of fact, she's back before long. You see, it never takes long to get people back on. Sometimes you click the button and it takes a moment. There it is. Hi, Tank Girl.
Hi. I don't know what the hell's going on.
It's just the typical Skype Blog Talk thing where you disappear and Oh, she's gone. Look at that. She's gone again. Middle of my talking to her, she's gone. Son of a gun.
Janky, do we need to have a talk?
You're going to have a talk, but I don't know how. If she's, her call keeps dropping every time she dials in, but
I heard a rumor about something, and I just don't know, you know?
Mm-hmm. What was that rumor now?
A baguette?
Having a little baguette. I'm not so sure about that.
Baguette, wow.
Yeah. Before I could even click her button, she dropped. Holy smoke. That was quick. Tank Girl just flashed her phone just flashed here for a second. Tank Girl's flashing everybody in the studio with her phone number. Oh boy. All right, so like I said,
smack us down on Blog Talk Betty.
Mm-hmm, yeah, that's the problem. Blog Talk Betty's a real bitch, man. She'll knock you right the hell off the air. So like I was saying earlier, Meat Pie is away for this week, and tomorrow would have been the show for the Pie Fights division.
We're not going to have Pie Fight for another week now?
Yeah, not for another week. There's going to be a much bigger show with all the different things next week. So all the matches you asked for, they're all going to happen. She's been looking at them. She messages me a couple of times a day from her tour of Europe. And she's got she knows what matches need to be set. She knows what steps are being asked for. I asked for a Four Corners match. Mean Joey Green took me up on that. If you remember the Four Corners match from January, it is that was a company-wide event in January, but I have it here just as a one-on-one individual style Oh my God, Tank just dropped again. She was on, she dropped. One-on-one individual style match for stipulations. In that match, in order before a pin, you have to have four successful turnbuckle head smashes before a pin, and that would be, then you can pin. If you do not do the four turnbuckle head smashes and you pin without them, there is a penalty, and the penalty that I have set is the other person has to do what the rule breaker has to do what the rule follower says for a week. So you can change your clothes, change your theme song. It has to be agreed upon. You know, I'm not going to make anybody do something they don't agree with, like, you know, whatever.
Oh, that's something. I've had problems with that.
Hmm. Yeah.
I've had problems with somebody sticking their nose in and trying to make matches.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I hear you. Oh, come on, Tanky. Where are you? She's gone. What's up?
Tanky's missing. 911.
I know. She keeps showing up, and like 2 seconds later, gone. Showing up 2 seconds, gone.
She may have some problems there in Canada too, you know.
Yeah. No, I'm sure it has to do with a number of factors. She's trying. She's trying to get in, but yeah.
So,
not
Dink, what else?
And
you
we lost Kelly too. Kelly had to leave. So what?
So what else you got planned for the Looty Man?
Oh, there's always crazy stuff going on now. Kook has got the Candy Room Challenge running. She was looking at Queen Tamara went in and said, "Hey, Kook, can you tell us who the front runners are?" And she said, "Yeah, there's about six people who are neck and neck at this point." The way that works is one person is the target and the other person is not the target in one of two round robin matches. And as the tournament, well, they started with round robins at the full complement of people who joined. But now as it's gotten down to six, the matches, I guess, are being set individually. And the participants will have to figure out if they're the target or if their enemy is the target. And at which time the one who accumulates the most targets at the end of the entire series will be the Key to the Candy Room Challenge champion. And that champion will get a shot at the Golden Straitjacket title. So it is a bit of a ladder, yes. I don't make the Golden Straitjacket title an easy title to defend. Tank Girl got a shot at it and took it because Tank Girl was the very last Pudding Cup champion. We retired the name Pudding Cup. It had some... let's just say it took on some negative connotations for me. We tried to do something fun and exciting with the Pudding Cup. I had a GM I put in charge of it. I ended up doing a good portion of the work, at least a good portion of the visual work on it. And she screwed up the matches.
Well, you know, that's kind of sad, you know, having something, a good thing like that going and it just has to go to the wayside, you know.
Yeah, well, they were eight-man tags. They were eight-man tags, and every match ended in a count-out because she didn't set the time. She didn't set the time for long enough. She set an eight-man tag for like 2 days or 3 days or something ridiculous. Like what? No, you're supposed to be
that. Seven days.
Absolutely. This was nothing that was supposed to end quickly. And when I went and I said, well, let me follow up on all of these things. It was like, count out, count out, count out. Here's one that's close to a count out. Count out, count out. Here's another one close to a count out. And then, of course, they all ended in count outs because there wasn't enough time for people to fight them.
You got to think about it. You got eight men, and then you got, what, maybe 12 matches, maybe?
Yeah. There were 16. We had 16, so that's a lot. That is a lot of fighting and stuff going on there.
I mean, that's almost like, you know, playing the USL, you know?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
As far as the time goes.
Sure. Except when you have four men on your team, it takes a lot of doing. to make sure that, you know, when you show up. And then I got put in a division, in a hardcore division where they had that. And it's like, if you screw up and set a defense, your whole team has to drop.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, all four players have to drop. Oops, mistake. Oh, sorry. Screwed up. Didn't realize I was in a five-man tag situation in a company. I did not sign up for that in. You know, that's not something you just put people in. Something like that.
Have you ever thought about maybe revamp it down the road somewhere?
No, not that. All right. Let me tell you, that idea for that I had for the Pudding Cup was the was invented actually by Cassie Joe for my old company. And we did it in my old company as the ladder to the main title. Again, it was like that over there. And we had a championship for it, and it was pretty prestigious, and people got into it. But I had Camille, who back in the day was my wife. She retired when Rocket Ninjas announced that the Wrestler Unstoppable was closing. Smart move on their part. So I shut my company down, and she retired, and she never wanted to come back. And I still talk to her manager from time to time. I'm like, are you going to come back? No, I'm not coming back. Not coming back at all. I have no desire.
I've had the same kind of concept for a Crushing Tank war games, you know, teams of four to battle it out, you know, for the War Games Cup, you know,
Yeah, but you would want to make sure people who are actually doing that want to do it. You know, it's not something that they don't want to do. Don't thrust them into some ridiculous thing.
You know, have it like two teams once a week to battle it out, you know?
Yeah, no, I thoroughly get that.
I picked four guys who wants to go for the title, and then four other guys who wants to go for it, or gals, whatever, you know, and have them wrestle for the War Games Cup, you know?
I do know.
And just make it a weekly event.
Yeah, that could easily be. Well, coming up, we have later on this week, I'm going to actually see what day it really is. I think it's Thursday, isn't it? Yes, it is. It is Thursday. So that's going to be during Dangerous Minds Radio. It happens to be St. Patrick's Day. And oh, bloody hell, Blog Talk, pain in the ass studio. St. Patrick's Day. What I would like to do is... sing a little song based on St. Patrick's Day. Now, one of the things was in the Rumor Has It segment, I said, would you rather have Whiskey in the Jar or Come on Eileen? Although I like to Come on Eileen, I chose Whiskey in the Jar. I'd like to sing a little song for you.
As I was walking over the Cork and Kerry Mountains, saw Captain Farrell and his money, he was counting. I first heard, wait a minute, there's got to be a better way to do this song. Wait, let's do this a different way, okay? How about we start with a little blues guitar? Oh yeah, that's good. Oh, that's bluesy, I like that. Oh, sing it, baby, sing it. The Cork and Kerry Mountains, I saw Captain Farrell and his money he was counting. I first produced my pistol and then produced my rapier. I said, stand and deliver, or the devil he may take ya. Mush-a-ring-dum-a-doo-dum-a-da. Whack for my daddy-o. Whack for my daddy-o. There's whiskey in the jar-o. All his money, and it was a pretty penny. I took all of his money, and I brought it home to Molly. She swore that she would love me, and never would she leave me. But the devil take that woman, for you know she tricked me easy. Mushering dumma doo dumma da. Whack for my daddy o. Whack for my daddy o. There's whiskey in the jar o.
On this one.
Based on the Thin Lizzy version, actually. But
what is wax for the diddy-o, though? What is that?
Yeah, wax for my daddy-o, mushering my do my to die. I don't know. Those damn Irish, they're always saying shit like that. You never know what the hell they're talking about.
I guess
Tura-lura-lay and shit like that. What is that Tura-lura-lay shit? I don't know.
Google
I can't
it.
Figure that out.
When I was a kid, I thought he was saying work for my daddy-o.
Nah, it's whack fall my daddy-o. I don't know what it's supposed to represent.
But Dumpster does have a point. But Dumpster has a point.
What's that?
And the original version is whack foley the diddy.
Whack foley diddy diddly-o?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Bag full of dildos. Wait a minute. That's not how it goes. Bag full of dildos. That's how I should have done it.
It sounds better, don't it?
Yeah, I was thinking the good stuff too late, you know? Bag full of dildos.
You know, one thing I can't help but notice, Thin Lizzy version kind of has almost a cowboy sound to it.
Yeah, you know, Thin Lizzy's kind of an amazing band. Here in America, the only song that ever got any radio play was The Boys Are Back in Town. And that was it. And I'd always think, you know, Thin Lizzy, Boys Are Back in Town, that's all it is. Then my manager worked with a guy who was a big Thin Lizzy fan. And I said, oh, okay, show me why you're a big Thin Lizzy fan. Like, I can't imagine anything beyond it. Well, when I realized how many hits they have around the world, was pretty amazing. And then they did a lot of Celtic music that they rocked up. So they rocked up a lot of Celtic music, and they did a whole album called The Rose and stuff like that. What was really interesting about Thin Lizzy was they were an interracial band, and the lead singer, Phil Lynott, the late Phil Lynott, was a black man, and he was Irish. So he was a black man living in Ireland, and yeah, it was kind of unique. There weren't a whole lot of African-American or African-Irish people, rather. And, it was kind of weird. And then he fronted this band, and they were awesome. And they rocked and rolled, and they had two guitarists. And you can hear that double guitar, especially in their version of Whiskey in the Jar. And, yeah.
Dink, you know that song, my theme song, Bama Lama, about Black Betty?
Uh-huh.
Did you know that's actually an old song, too?
Oh, yeah, by Leadbelly, Leadbetter. That's an old Leadbelly song. Yeah, they redid that. That was an old blues song.
It goes back further than that, too.
Well, he wrote it, so he gets the writing credit. I don't know about going back beyond further than him, but, I mean, he was, 1910s, 1920s?
1924, 25, around that era.
Yeah. That was Leadbelly. That was him.
And that song was a lot slower and a lot.
Oh yeah.
Deeper too. Uh-huh. A lot deeper.
You know the George Thorogood song "Move It On Over."
Yeah.
That was a song by Big Mama Thornton.
Yeah,
and
it was
like and before she didn't write it, somebody else wrote it before her. And I heard the original recording of it, and it's like, you know, when you come in round to my back door, you won't find your keno fin no more, moving on over. You know, it was a growly blues song. And, you know, so that, you know, the blues had a baby, and that baby was called rock and roll. And that's how that happened. The rhythm and blues got together and had a baby. So,
well, he's got, rhythm and blues, a little country, and a little this made rock and roll.
Yeah, sure, it did. And as far as I'm concerned, the real first rock and roll song, you know, everybody says, you know, oh, Elvis invented it. No, I don't think so. I think the first real rock and roll song was "Rock Around the Clock" by Bill Haley and the Comets.
Yeah, but, you know, you gotta go further back than that. But you know, I look at rock and roll as the old blues too, like Muddy Waters, Howlin' Wolf. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, love those guys. Love them.
I mean that 1930s and 40s Chicago era.
Mhm. Yep. Absolutely. The Killing Floor, man. Bum 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 ba da ba da da. How many times has that riff been used in rock and roll? You know, that was an old blues riff, and that came out. Led Zeppelin used it for the Lemon song. I mean, yeah, you hear that. That whole bum 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 da 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 thing a million times.
The Rolling Stones.
Yeah, yeah, everybody. I mean, you know, and it's kind of cool that how England adopted the blues, which is a completely American art form. But England took it on, and England rocked it, and the British bands took the blues riffs and turned them into rock and roll classics. Bands like, you know, the Aftermath and Led Zeppelin.
That's how the Rolling Stones got their name. It's from a Muddy Waters song, Rolling Stones.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. So that's a little piece of musical history here on Looney Bin Radio. We don't usually talk about that sort of thing, but because we did not have the Queer Eye for the Straight Guy segment, you know, we trying to...
Well, don't tell nobody that I got smarts.
I know. We don't want anybody to think that. That's for damn sure. But... because we didn't have the Queer Eye segment, it kind of put a hole in the programming. So that's why I had the St. Patrick's Day song ready to go, just in case. But that didn't fill the amount of time, because let me tell you, the Queer Eye thing is going to take a good half hour to do on its own, at least, I imagine, with a person that's as personable as Mean Joey Green and... a guy as exciting. If you ever heard, I don't know if anybody heard Dangerous Randy Hart on the radio, but
I have.
Yeah. We heard him Saturday.
Yeah. So Dangerous Randy Hart and Mean Joey Green. Oh my God, could you imagine them two together? And you won't have to. You won't have to next week. They're supposed to both be here. We will see. There was also some talk about them getting together and pre-recording a segment, so I'm not sure what they want to do. They're working it out. You know, when you're working with two divas like that, it's kind of hard for them to see eye to eye. You know what I'm saying?
Pretty much.
I don't care what anybody says. JoJo Diva is the best diva of them all.
Well, you know, it's not easy to work with. It definitely is not easy to work with two divas. So, yeah,
JoJo is my brother from another mother. I got a lot of respect for JoJo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, Joey's a great guy. And we've been having fun. We've been laughing our asses off at the whole Queer Eye thing that's been going on. So, having a good time doing that.
So, Dink, you want to start doing some, see who wants to promo?
I could. I mean, we got a little bit of time. Oh, we got plenty of time left. Why don't you start us with that, Jake?
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all kinds, come down to the hardcore. If you want hardcore, come down to Crushing Tank Hardcore Wrestling. We got it all for you. Just get it over me, a Dink, or Tanky.
That's right. And we, like I said, we have a join and leave, which is... underway. So come in and join the join and leave. It's not much. It's a 20,000 coin buy-in for half a million coins to the winner.
And don't forget, I happen to be a part of the company as well as a member, so you'll have more than one hot redhead.
Well, why do you think I'm there? I'm only there for you.
You got the ball guy, the ball guy, the midget, and the redhead.
Yeah,
I got my future stepdaddy. Yeah.
And then the other redhead. Yep. Okay, I wanted to talk about the stipulations in the pie fight divisions that were set up for this week. There was Russian roulette, must injure twice, clean out the locker, and gravy. Now, the way these divisions, and these are the suggested divisions, I suggest you come up with your own. The gravy match is a trash talk match. There is a vat of gravy in the ring, and both wrestlers each have a gravy boat, and it's going to get messy. So you're just wrestling in gravy. You're pouring gravy on each other, whatever.
Gravy.
God.
That's Homer Simpson, gravy. Must injure twice match. This match is a normal 100% health match, but you cannot pin until you've injured your opponent twice. so very difficult. That's probably one of those matches that's going to go down to 0-0-0s before somebody gets hurt twice. But
that's probably going to last forever.
Well, yep, could. But, I mean, you get two people live fighting, and it could be over a lot more quickly than
somebody
wants to take many days. Well,
what happens if you have a timeout on something like that?
I do not know. I will have to ask Meat Pie how she would rule that, because, you know, it being her division, I would have to do that. Then the most popular of the suggested matches is the Russian roulette match. And this is a match where in each move set you have to do at least one illegal move. So one eye gouge or rope choke per move set, and it's Russian roulette. You don't know if you're going to get disqualified or not. Now, the one that really excites me, and Pi wants to see more people get involved in this, and I offered a challenge for it, but nobody's taken my offer yet, is the clean out the locker match. Now, this is just a normal match. This is a normal match where you can choose any stip you want, if you even want to choose a stip, or it can be trash talk. Either way, it's got to be a stipulation or trash talk. But the trash talking in the match is one thing, but the big part of the trash talking happens afterwards. The loser must clean out the winner's locker and do it either in the Pie Fights room or in the TV room. I want to see it in the TV room, actually. You clean out your opponent's locker, and you can find all kinds of embarrassing stuff in there. I told Mean Joey Green I wanted to clean out his locker. He's like, "You're not touching my locker. Stay away from my locker. Nobody goes in my locker."
Dink, I'll take you on for it.
Okay, well, come down to the. I know you take on everybody over here, Jake. You're the Mr. Mr. Stip Match, but that's good. Thank you. Just come down and come into the Pie Fights room. And
I will. I'll take you up on it.
Let us know what it is.
Just keep me in mind for matches too.
Oh well, what's cool about the Pie Fights division is you come down into the division itself and ask for your matches or accept matches from people who are asking for them already. So this is your division. This is
this gets you interactive with each other.
I've already mentioned a possible idea, hardcore weapons match, sports edition with sports equipment.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that works. I imagine a hockey stick would be very fundamental in a match like that.
That would be right down Tanky's alley.
I've already wrestled my mom in a hardcore food fight.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I already won.
But what sports equipment would you use to wrestle a hardcore match with?
Baseball, basketball, baseball equipment, football equipment, hockey equipment, golf
Yeah,
club,
horseshoes, right. That's what I'm thinking.
Golf club.
Like horseshoes. Or
croquet mallet,
exactly. That's right where I was going. Damn it, Jake! You took the words right out of my mouth. Yeah, any kind of lawn darts, any kind of thing where you can really hurt your opponent. Well, darts, lawn darts.
Darts are darts worse
ping
than
ping pong paddles.
Are darts worse than Susie's bow and arrow?
I don't know. I don't think they're worse than Susie's. I don't think anything's worse than Susie's bow and arrow.
Well, this is like me, Joey Green. We're going to have our Louvre match.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He was telling me Jake didn't like getting that lube in his eye last time, so he wants to wrestle another lube match. Yeah, we just got under a minute here left in the show, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for calling in and staying in Baggy, Nightmare Child, and the beautiful Crushing Kelly Kent. Tank Girl, thank you very much. Sorry you couldn't get back on, but Blog Talk Betty's a real bitch tonight. And thank you, everybody in the chat room, for contributing the Looney Libs and hanging out and making the crazy, crazy in text over there. I appreciate everything. And also, for you people who can't listen live, who have listened into the into the replay. Thank you for choosing Looney Bin for all your radio needs. For the Looney Bin Radio, this is Dinklage. Good night.
Sweet dreams.
And we are in the after Later. Party. Whew. All right. We made it.
We made it
out the other end.
It's a shame that we lost Hank.
Yeah, no, I don't know what the Blog Dog Betty's a real pain in the ass tonight. Man, she was.
All of a sudden, I came in a fill-in host.
Yeah, but I'm looking at the screen and it's like tank girl in.
Well, I promised my mama I'd go to Rampage Rants.
We're not
going
to keep this after party running. We're going to all go over to Rampage Rants and hang out there. We're going to do the after party over there. They have better food.
I'll see you there.
They have better food. All right, Kelly, love you, baby.
I love cheating.
Yes.
Is it just me, or do the Looney Libs just get better and better each week?
They have been getting better and better each week. Let me tell you, they're getting funnier and funnier. I painstakingly go over news stories, and I look for ones that look like they're going to have something that would maybe be funny. And it's not always easy. I mean, this one was about a fight on an airplane that between women. And, you know, from the stories you can choose from, you got to look for ones that have, like, a little bit of action in them where people are, you know, communicating. But really, what makes the Looney Libs great are the suggestions in the chat room. So, you know, and you make some great suggestions there. And I believe we grabbed a couple of your suggestions today. Tanky says, who says them? And I don't, you know... That just goes in the back of my mind because I'm thinking, what do I do here? How do I put this in? And where does the next one go? You know, and I just fill these things in as they go. This week was particularly funny. I thought 2 weeks ago was hysterical. Last week it was pretty damn good too. So, I think as people get more comfortable with how they're delivering words in the chat room, it makes the Looney Libs funnier. Okay, I'm going to end this after party here, Nightmare Child, I'll see you over at the other place. All right, take care. Bye-bye. Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.